Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and the story of tonight is my need to do an opening like this has been nonstop. The hurricane has arrived, my friends. What I missed by not writing this? I was helpless as I would wait for it. What comes next? Take a break? We know I would say no to this, but I just needed to stay alive for my shot. Well, the world was wide enough to meet me inside. You could say that a scholar was defeated and I'm going to blow us all away. You know, I could burn a hole in your ears and still you'll be back. History has its eyes on you, dear Theodosia. despite the best of wives and women, the Reynolds pamphlet and a winter's ball, all that matters is who lives, who dies, who tells your story. Also, guns and chips. That would be enough.
Oh.
Well, I'm satisfied.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Well done. Thank you, guys. I'm leaving now. Well, that was horrible.
That is the usual reaction.
Oh, yeah. Joining us today is the usual cabinet battlers, including Kevin, right-hand man Jaeger.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm great.
Awesome. Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
Stay safe tonight.
Oh, God.
And with us today is a guest who made his Broadway debut in Mamma Mia and is currently playing every single role in Hamilton. Let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
You guys were racing for that.
We were racing.
Yeah, I wanted to win.
But I think
to win it.
Andrew Chappelle.
Woo!
Hello!
Woo!
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We're very pleased to have you today.
Well, you know, it is my pleasure, my treasure. I didn't know what to expect. You have me all the way over here in the Lower East Side.
Yeah, we know. We love our studio. We know it's a hike, but we love it down here.
Yeah, you know, it's good. The air is different down here. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the best way.
In the best way.
Yeah.
Oh, I was nervous you were going to say the other way.
Like just a bad way?
I don't know. You could have a bad way.
Okay.
Thanks, Kimberly. But you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at achaphawk. That's A-C-H-A-P-P-H-A-W-K.
That's true.
And then what's your Snapchat?
It's the same.
It is.
It's the same across all platforms.
How convenient. You pronounce it?
Achaphawk.
Oh, okay.
It's been my name since AOL Instant Messenger.
Yes.
It's a mix of all my names. So it's A for Andrew, Chap for Chappelle, and then my Native American tribal name is Hawk Run.
Okay.
Cool. So it's Hawk, and my mom did my name for me when I was a kid, so it's just stuck, literally.
Brian, what was your instant messenger?
My original instant messenger was...
Oh, this is actually a good story.
...is frock527. Because in middle school, I thought I invented the word frock. It means dress, apparently.
Right.
Yes.
And 527 is my birthday. So I was like, frock527, I'm so cool, I'm awesome. And like I read Romeo and Juliet and was like... the friar is wearing a frock, and I was like, "What?
Someone else used my word a long time.
Shakespeare
stole your
You're
word.
You're rude."
Yeah, that's so inconsiderate.
I was Big Paw Paw One. That was my sixth grade AOL handle.
Oh, you were really feeling it,
but it was PAWPAW, like a tiger.
Kimberly, what was yours?
It was Chiclet Chick 89 because I was eating Chiclets at the time.
That's how things happen.
It. I literally was like, I looked around the room and I was like, I don't know. Oh, I like these Chiclets.
Yeah.
Chiclet Chick.
There it is.
And 89 for the year of my
That's birth. How Robin Williams' character in Mrs. Doubtfire came up with the name Mrs.
Doubtfire.
Because
he was eating Chiclets?
No. He looked around. He said, Doubt and Fire. And he's like, oh, Mrs. Doubtfire, dearie.
Honestly, anything like that is panic-inducing to think about. Like, when you're like, well, what's your name going to be? And you're like, well, honestly, like, how am I going to come up with a name that encompasses everything that I stand for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of choose. I like Chick-fil-A.
I mean, yeah.
I'll go back.
Because it's so random that it's just like, yep, that's me.
Because if you stand for nothing, then
what do you fall for? If you stand for nothing, Burr, what do you fall for?
There it is.
Brian,
it's so
lyrics.
Funny because, like, when I tell you at work, we don't do this at all. So, like, when people do this to me often, they'll, like, say lyrics to me and expect me to finish the lyric, but I will be listening to them like a person. So I'm like,
yeah.
If you stand for nothing,
continue.
Yeah, you didn't finish your sentence, sir.
What happened?
Yeah.
You just stopped
That's
talking.
That's interesting.
You know,
That's really
you
interesting.
Know what I mean?
Well, that's so funny.
Let's move on to what are you drinking?
Ooh, what are you drinking?
Oh, I love this game.
Oh, we're all drinking the same thing. Let me find
out. Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Kimberly, tell us.
Oh, it's our same Ponzi scheme wine.
Yes. Ponzi scheme wine.
I love
That's
it.
That's what it's called.
Just when you think you're making money.
Honey.
You guys gave me a sippy cup, and it is spilling all over creation.
Oh, well, by all means.
So I'm just going to take the top off. I'm taking my top off so quickly during the
interview. To get more wine.
We're so proud.
So a little Pinot Noir, Ponzi style. But let's just start with, you know, we already started talking about Hamilton. Let's do you mind if we start asking some questions?
I would be disappointed if you didn't ask me about Hamilton.
Sure. So tell us about Mamma Mia. how did you get that role?
I saw Mamma Mia when I was a little boy. It was the first show that I ever saw where someone on stage looked like me. And actually, years later, I met the guy who I saw on tour, Isaac. And it just kind of was always in my head that I was going to do it or that I could do it, you know, because I'd seen that guy when I was like a little kid. And then I got made fun of in college because we had to do this thing where you had to say what shows you could be in on Broadway. And I was like, I can be Pepper or Eddie in Mamma Mia. And they were like, oh, my God, who wants to be in Mamma Mia? And I always wanted to do it. Because I'm from California. I'm super beachy, like, you know, like just a good time girl. And so when I got to New York, I asked my agent. I was like, can I get in for Mamma Mia? And he was like, yeah, they're not going to see you. And I was like, oh, my God, are you serious? So I went to an ECC. Mm-hmm. So those of you who are actors who are listening, you can book a Broadway show from an ECC. I went to the ECC. I turned it out. And they gave me a call back or whatever. And then I didn't end up getting it. And I found out that they weren't looking for anybody. And I was like,
oh, just a required
call. I don't understand the idea of this. You had me audition and do all these Russian leaps and blacked these scenes for you, and you're not even looking for somebody. So anyway, so I went away, and then they called me back in. And then, you know, already too long of a story short, they gave it to me.
That's awesome.
Well, basically, I went in for the tour, and then I found out I didn't get the tour. And I was like, well, fuck me.
Yeah.
And the next day, my agent called me, and he was like, do you really want to go do a Vita and blah, blah, blah? And I was like, well, no, not really, but I have to.
Yeah. You know, work is work.
I have to work. And he was just like, but you don't want to do regional theater. And I was just like, no, I don't. But I didn't get the tour. So like, there's nothing I can do about it. And he was like, but wouldn't you rather be on Broadway? And I was like, yes. Can you like what? And he was like,
why is that a question?
Yeah. I was like, this is making me mad now. So what is the deal?
You are a terrible agent.
Yeah. And so then that's when he told me I got
that's
it.
That's awesome.
And I just collapsed. I collapsed in the Forever 21.
That's amazing. Didn't get the tour, but got the Broadway.
Yeah. And thank God I did.
So you saw that on tour. What was the first show you saw on Broadway?
Actually, it was Moving Out at the Richard Rodgers Theater.
Oh, really?
I love Moving Out.
And whenever I'm, like, really tired, it's the end of the week, and I'm looking out at the audience, I always think about the little me that sat in. Yeah. I think my mom and I were in the second to the last row of the balcony.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Matt Cavanaugh singing his ass off up there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
In the same theater.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's the same answer, but what's your favorite experience seeing a show?
I know what it was. I saw an Octoroon at Theater for a New Audience.
Okay.
Hamilton was downtown at the Public Theater, and Pippa asked me, she was like, do you want to go see my friend in an Octoroon? And I was like, I don't know what it is, but like, basically I'll do anything Pippa asks me to do.
Right.
And so we went, and if you saw that production, I will always remember that production. Basically, it was about slavery and race in this country, and basically everyone of a race played a different race. So like a white guy had on red face to play a Native American person. The black guy had on white face to play a white person. Like it was very complex.
Yeah,
and it was like the audience was very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But the play was so profound. I just remember when it was over, everyone left, and it was just quiet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, I've never seen that happen before in a theater.
So on that note, let's play What Have You Seen This Week?
What have you seen this week?
Oh, what have I seen this week?
What, have you seen anything?
I don't remember. You know my schedule. Did I see anything?
I don't think you saw anything this week. Well, we can't.
I've been seeing a lot of Gilmore Girls in my living room.
Fair enough.
I started watching Black Mirror.
Oh, the new season or just in general?
I started season one, and I was like, oh, this looks too low budget for me. So then I went straight to season three when they got more funding, and I was all about it.
Season
that pig episode.
The pig episode is the first episode.
The pig episode is so intense.
My favorite episode is one with Toby Keeble, but he's in the episode where they have they can replay their lives, and it's him and his wife. Your eyes are recording your whole life.
Wow.
And so, like, your spouse can, like, look at it and, like, rewind it and see what you did that day. Crazy. Crazy.
Was there something else like that once where, like, was it Pushing Daisies or some show like that where, like...
Pushing Daisies. Pushing Daisies was so good.
I'm like, maybe it wasn't Are You Afraid of the Dark episode. I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, my God. That was a great time.
But, like, when you died, you could replay your last, like, 15 minutes. Oh, like, you just, like, put your eye in a projector.
Wild Wild West?
I wouldn't want to see my last 15 minutes if I was dying. I'd want to choose the 15 minutes I want to see.
I think you're correct that it is the Wild Wild West, and I'm just printing it out of better show.
It is. You're right. It is the last because, you could totally see.
Yeah, because you have to, because the eyes see it backwards.
I love that movie. I saw that alone with my parents at a Distinta Theater in Trenton, New Jersey.
Is that the Will Smith movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But Kevin, he's like a spider.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
Steampunk Spider. What have you seen this week, Kev?
Nothing.
Oh, great.
You didn't see anything?
Not this week.
Not this week.
I'm going to see a show tomorrow.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing Othello the Remix.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that. What have I seen other than Black Mirror?
The audience in the Richard Rodgers Theater.
Yeah. I have seen a lot of the audience of the Richard Rodgers Theater, that's for sure.
And you just went on for the King for the first time, yeah?
I did.
How was that?
It was a fun Snapchat day.
the coolest part about what I get to do is that I essentially get to see every side of the show, which is an amazing experience.
Yeah.
So going on for that for the first time, it wasn't so much like doing the song, because, like, of course, like, we all know the words of the song.
Yeah.
But it's just seeing the numbers from a different vantage point on the stage and just physically being someplace else changes the way you receive the story. I will say it was infuriating to do it after doing all these parts for 2 years because he does so little.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on stage for 9 minutes.
Yeah, and he sings the same thing. It just broken up.
Yeah, and you better believe I was going over those lyrics before I went on because, like, if you mess up, there's no, like, there's not, like, 16 ensemble people to, like, kick their leg and distract. Yeah. It's like, it's your ass and a cape and you gotta just pray for daylight.
A bunch of people who have memorized the cast album.
Oh my God, everybody knows the cast album.
So, what's your favorite role to go on for if you have one?
My favorite role is to play Lafayette Jefferson.
Yeah.
I just think it's the most, it's the closest to my heart.
Yeah.
And it's the most wordy of all the roles that I cover.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just love saying those words.
Yeah.
It's just like, he's also, that track is so cool to do because you get to be charismatic and fun, but you also get to be a killer. You know, like Thomas Jefferson, he was just like, he's that sly panther who just fucking slit your throat, which is really cool to play if you're not like that in person.
Yeah.
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 And if you are, I'm sure it's fun too.
Yeah, either way, really. Yeah, sure.
No.
And then I killed the whole ensemble.
I murdered everyone.
Murder at Hamilton.
So you talk
tomorrow on Playbill.
He's the villain you love to hate.
Yeah.
You love him. That's why David was so incredible. Because you love David, but you're like watching him, and you're like, oh, he's doing so many shitty things.
And we have these preconceptions of who all these characters are, and we're juxtaposing that against how they're being portrayed on stage. So it really kind of adds to this love-hate relationship with what you're watching.
People ask in talkbacks a lot. They'll be like, oh, what do you think is, like, what is the greatest advantage to the multi-ethnic casting? And, like, there's a million right answers to that question. But the thing that first, when we were downtown and I was watching the show, realized, I'm watching the show and I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, my God, this is just, the story is so fantastical. You know, it seems like a fictional story. Like, when you really think about it, it doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
And if it was played traditionally, we would be like, this is a story about our history. But, like, it honestly makes you look at it. You actually have to watch it and listen. Because it's not the way we think about these people.
Yeah.
So your brain is, like,
it's not
reprogramming itself.
Yeah.
There was a mother that came backstage with her kid one time, and she was just like, you know, it's weird because I saw a picture of Aaron Burr in my daughter's history book, and it felt wrong to me seeing a picture of a white person.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And it's happened to all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's happened because, like, to me, George Washington is Chris Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, that is just
100%.
That is it for me. But I see this man every day play with George Washington, so I've kind of been, like, almost brainwashed into it.
Now you see this portrait of this old white man, and I'm like,
wait, what? Yeah.
And so you said you have a lot of power on social media in terms of the way that people respond and whatnot. And they're called Chappies?
Oh, yeah. My Chappies.
Hi, Chappies.
Hi, Chappies.
Picture them all in hats.
Well, it was actually really funny because I was... You know, my followers are a pretty vocal, opinionated group of folks. Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe about like a month and a half ago, I was like, I need to have a name for these people.
Yeah.
And I forget what I first called them. I forget something, like the Thrivers or something. And then I was like, well, you tell me what you want to be called. And somebody tweeted at me and they said, the Chappies. Why I chose it is because my father's nickname was Chappie.
Oh.
It was the weirdest thing, and I like. And my father died when I was five, so it was like a very strange like experience. When I read it in my phone, I was like, I like looked around.
Yeah.
And it's kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. People every now and then on the street will be like, I'm a Chappie.
Oh, so cute.
It's very cute. It's nice to hear his name.
And before we go into any games or anything like that, you've been through the bell curve of the Hamilton craze.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it slow down, grow? Like, what's kind of your perspective on, like, the crescendo or decrescendo of the craziness that is Hamilton?
You know, it's funny because when you're in something every day, you're desensitized to what it is.
Yeah.
And I forget what made me look at this on my phone or someplace on my computer, but I saw a video of a Ham for Ham last year. And I remembered the crowds at the theater, you know, for the lottery.
Yeah.
Which we don't have anymore because the police won't allow us to do it.
Mm-hmm, right.
I believe that if we kept doing the Ham for Hams, we'd still get those crowds.
Yeah.
We still so to answer your question, it has slowed down, yes, mm-hmm. in terms of the amount of people that are gathering at our theater.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still a cancellation line at, like, early in the morning for people to get tickets. There's still people waiting at the stage door for us to get to work. That's not really customary.
Pre-stage door?
This is a thing that happens. And I told y'all, you people listening that are fans of the show, I said, stop coming to the stage door before the show.
Half hour.
you know, I understand people have to do it before the show because some people can't see the show and they want to see us and they don't want to wait 3 hours till,
totally.
You know, so we have a modest stage door before the show, and then we have a pretty, I would say,
rambunctious.
I would say maybe the largest stage door on Broadway still.
How long does it take you to get through?
It depends. It depends on how generous I'm feeling with the signatures.
Sure.
Sometimes I just kind of like do the front row and go.
Yeah.
But if I'm being detailed, you know, it can be a 20-minute to 30-minute experience.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants a selfie, and you don't want to really deny them of that because these people are coming from all over, and I mean, like, who am I? You know.
Yeah.
But
24601.
Who am I? But they want to, you know, they want to connect with the show and they want to connect with us in that way.
Yeah.
And that's honestly one of the things that's different about Hamilton.
Yeah.
Is that I think for one of the first times in Broadway history have the fans connected with the individual actors in the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all have platforms, all of us, that started.
Well, it's a good thing that everyone at this table has seen it.
Have none of you seen it?
No, I've seen it.
I'm literally the only one at this table that hasn't seen Hamilton yet.
Angela, how many times have you seen it? My friend Angela's here, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Angela.
Let's welcome. She's been sitting here enjoying the conversation.
I have. I've just been trying to laugh, like, away from the mic. I think I've seen it 3 times.
Every time I'm on.
I got to see it front row because...
Did you win the lottery?
No, the lottery crashed because they went on their digital platform and that was the day I was going to go see it again, standing room, and I brought one of my friends who was in town, and so we, like, come in the theater, and the usher was like, wow, it's your lucky day, And we were the first ones.
Kevin's face right now.
Kevin turned green.
Yeah, it was green very.
And insane. I wasn't on. Yeah, I was because like, I came out to the audience and Kiki with you for a minute.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got like spit all over my face. It was great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, so Kev, I think this is the time of the show where you do your thing.
Okay, so we've been doing this thing for a while since we really started.
We haven't done it in a while.
It's true. Hashtag Kev for Ham.
Yeah, so we do hashtag Kev for Ham, trying to get me inside. I've been doing the lottery and everything for a long time. And thank you to the folks who listen who have been tweeting me that you're doing the lottery for me. That's really sweet. And yeah. I mean, I'll go see the show with you. I'm not anybody special. I'll go see it. So
you're special to me.
Oh, thanks, love. So because we have Hamel royalty with us today, I created a little thing for him to help me out. This is the one of the only roles that you don't cover in the show. So this is an abridged
unless
version.
Unless you're going on for Eliza next week.
This is an abridged version of Helpless with a few lyrics changed up for him to help me out a bit. So I'm going to turn it over to you unless you have any questions.
I don't know what's happening here. Please give a damn. It's Kev for Ham.
It's the when she just like the ooh. I do for you.
Oh, please give a damn. It's Kev for Ham.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay.
Let's see how this
what
goes.
What did you make Laura sing?
I made Laura sing 10 minutes
10
ago.
10 minutes ago.
From Cinderella.
The classic tune. Okay. Let me give it a shot.
Okay.
Ooh. Please give. Please give a damn. It's Kev. Okay. Ooh. Please give a damn, it's Kev for Ham. Hey, ooh, please give a damn, it's Kev for Ham. I have never been the type to go and plead for Kevin, really, because before today I haven't even met him. Laughing with broad-waisted and recording in the room. Said Kev for Ham and the mic went boom. Try to catch your ear if you hear of the podcast. Offer him a ticket and he'll say yes so fast. Run to the box office and swell with pride. Please help Kevin, his heaven is there inside. He'd sit in any seat you possibly could give. He says he'd need to see your brilliant show live. He knows it all by heart. It's so addictive. Hey, lean, please could you with us? Look into his eyes. Give this guy a ticket. Oh,
yeah.
Down on the knees. Can we squeeze him in it? Wait, there's a little bit more. How's the last part go?
It's just New York, UK.
Oh, with your show, he could be a new man. With your show, he could be a new man. With your show, he could be a new man. Help him.
Damn. Oh my gosh.
Well done, sir. That was really
Heaven.
Well done.
That
Kevin
was really
writes
good.
Musicals.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was good. I need to send that to Lynn.
You should.
We need to get this white man in this show.
You can play King George.
There are two parts for you.
Oh, I don't need to be in it. I just want to sit in the room where it happens.
Oh. Hey!
Thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for making me sing music.
You got it.
Well, on that note, let's play a game.
Woo!
You ready?
Yeah, we got Kimberly.
So, Brian tweeted out to Twitterers.
Oh, goodness.
I don't have a name yet. What their favorite games were.
We should come up with a name for our Twitterers.
You should.
Wasted
tweet
people?
At us what you think we should call you.
The Luscious. Yeah.
The
tweet
Luscious.
At us. The Luscious. Oh, that's really funny.
The Luscious. A Luscious.
Anyway.
I like that.
So one person tweeted back to you that their favorite game was Dirty Hands on a Hard Body. And it is also one of my favorite games.
Yay! I actually saw Hands on a Hard Body.
You did?
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
You're one of few.
I am one of few.
What'd you think?
Well, I will always listen. I've only seen a Broadway show stop because of laughter twice.
Really?
And that was one of them. Kayala Settle, just that moment where she... Did you see it?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, shame.
He just hammer-shamed everyone in this room.
Well...
Hands on a hard body shame?
Yeah, okay.
Hey.
I'm going to tell John Rua. No, she has this moment in the show where she starts laughing, and she... You know how, like, we all have that aunt that just has that laugh?
Yeah.
Yep.
And she started laughing, and the show was... we had been watching the show for a while.
Yeah.
And so she started laughing and then kept laughing and kept laughing to the point that the audience started laughing.
Yes.
And the whole place started laughing uncontrollably just because she was laughing. And the other time was Jackie Hoffman and Adam's Family. She is the funniest woman possibly alive.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Like,
and her Twitter?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's
her?
So good.
Today she was tweeting with Andy Cohen about Amtrak because he was stuck on the train.
Oh, yeah.
and she tweeted him. She says, they have a very liberal return policy. Because his train must stop. And listen, I have been screwed by Amtrak before. And let me tell you, it's not a good screwing. Because I remember I was stuck for like 3 hours. I taught a class someplace. I taught a class in D.C. Uh-huh. And then I was on my way back, and I didn't realize that the trains are spoken for. Like if you buy a ticket for the 10 o'clock train.
You have to be on the 10
you
o'clock
have to be
train.
On you have to be on the 10 o'clock train. And I'm used to LIRR.
Yeah.
You know, you get an LIRR ticket. I could go now, tomorrow, next week. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I got done with my class early, got on the Amtrak, and they're like, you can't be on this train. And I said, excuse me?
Were you on the train already?
I sure was.
Was it moving?
It was moving.
Because
they
don't
pace.
Check your ticket until it starts to move. I've been in a similar situation.
He was like, you got to get off at the next station. I said, well, this train is late. My train was supposed to leave at whatever time. This train came 5 minutes before. And they're like, I'm sorry, you cannot stay on this train. You need to get off at the next stop. And I lost it. And I got off the train and had to wait 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but thank God, you know, I kept myself busy with my Twitter.
I have done that as well.
Yeah.
One of the first times, there used to be an Aces train that would take you right to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not understand that, like, the Aces train was on track 5. But, like, other trains came to track 5 before that train.
Here we are.
And I got on that train, and they were like, next stop, Princeton Junction. And this is a train to Paoli, Pennsylvania. Mm. And I was like, No. I raised my hand. I was like, excuse me? Can you help? Mm-mm. And I was like 18 years old, and I just started to cry.
You know what bugs me about that? Like with train and like bouncers at clubs, these people always assume
because
they
are
the same.
Conductors and bouncers are exactly the same. Well, I'm not joking.
In a way, they are because they always assume you are the worst common denominator of person.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So like, when you're on a train and like it's peak, but you got an off peak ticket because you don't take the train. They're like looking at you like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you have like a master plan.
You try to save $2, and I'm like, no, sir, please look at me. Like, I promise, like, I wasn't trying to stiff you. And the same thing at a club. I'm like, I just want to go outside and get my friend. They're like, nope, can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean I can't go outside?
Or when you buy a senior citizen movie ticket by accident.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
No, maybe just me. No.
Yeah, no, that one lost us. Want to play a game?
Great, sure.
Okay.
Let's play a game.
Dirty hands on a hard body. The table is the hard body. Put two hands up.
Okay.
I have.
Are you playing?
I have no idea.
Yeah, she's playing.
And wait, and this means we can't get a drink either.
Right.
So then maybe the first round you want to lose so that you can keep drinking.
Right.
So in order, I have a few categories. We're going to go round robin around the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to name something in that category as fast as you can. If you break rhythm or repeat something, you have to have one hand up. That's your dirty hand / your drinking hand, I guess.
Great.
So first person two hands up loses. Last person with a hand on the table wins.
I'm not losing this time.
I'm going to interject. I don't know any. I'm not a Broadway person. So
there are not a lot of Broadway.
Okay. All right. Then I'm
the first. Yeah, because it's going to be like vegetables.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
First category. Okay. Historical dramas.
Historical drama?
Anyone may start.
Sense and Sensibility.
JFK.
Sure.
Downton Abbey.
West Wing.
Recent history. Do you want to keep going?
No.
Ready? Next category.
That was a good practice round. That was
horrible. Right. We'll do that as a practice round.
All right. Okay.
Okay, next category.
Okay, here we
Snapchat
go.
Filters.
Flowers, crown.
Dog face.
Bunny.
There was once a bunny.
Old lady makeup.
Oh my God, I was going to say old lady makeup. I guess I lost because I broke the rhythm.
All right, next category.
I get to drink first.
Musical titles that are people's names.
Joanne.
Fiorello.
Annie.
Take your hand off the table, Angela.
Schmackery's flavors.
Ugh, I'm taking my hand off the table.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll keep it on. I'll do a good answer. Birthday cake.
Oatmeal face.
No.
I don't know.
Oatmeal face?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, Brian's got a hand up. Oatmeal
Great.
Face.
Great. Kevin, want to start?
Sure.
Awards that Hamilton won.
Best musical.
Every Tony?
don't say set.
Costumes.
It's best supporting actress in a musical.
Best supporting actor in a musical.
Best leading actor in a musical?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Grammy for best musical album of the year.
Oh, outside the box. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with best score.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Womp, womp, womp. They won every drama desk as well.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Remember the year before?
They won, 2 years ago.
They won they won an award season before Tony season.
Drink now. Ready?
Well, I have a drinking hand now.
Signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Thomas Jefferson.
John Hancock.
John Adams.
I'm just gonna
now you're done. Yeah.
All those guys signed it. James Madison. Did John Trumbull sign it? No, he was the painter.
I think he was the painter.
Yeah. But he was there.
He was there.
In the room.
Where he painted it.
He was, John Trumbull basically was the Kylie Jenner of that time. He was taking a selfie of them signing the Declaration of Independence. All those fucking guys are in there being like, yeah, you know, everyone is created equal. And he was just like, you guys, can you just please stand orderly so I can get everyone's proper body image?
Your wig is falling off, girl.
It's funny how self-portraits have become selfies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ready?
I'm going to take a selfie now just for fun.
Do sure. it.
Because, you know, why not? Social media. So we're here. We're talking about selfies. And I decided I'd take a snap selfie. Let me turn my Lumi on. There it is.
Ready? Last category.
Yeah.
Okay.
Types of wine.
Oh. Pinot Noir. Merlot.
Malbec.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Montepulciano.
Pinot Grigio.
Sauvignon Blanc. It's too late. I broke the rhythm.
It's Kevin versus Brian.
We really should have done that. We should have really done a rhythm. We all would have been out.
I know. Do you remember that game, Big Booty?
Oh my God! I love Big Booty. Big Booty. Big Booty. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 4. Big Booty.
I loved.
Honey, I'll go off on Big Booty, honey.
I know.
I'll play Big Booty all night long.
Ready, Brian and Kevin. Your last category: Broadway theaters.
Ooh. Richard Rogers.
Imperial.
The Broadhurst.
The Gershwin.
The
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nobody said the Winter Garden, possibly the most famous Broadway
I got theater. Way further than I usually get in that game, so I'm kind of proud of myself.
Oh, my God. Look
Brian has won an Othello the Remix beanie.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Othello swag.
You're going to be styling and profiling, but wait, aren't you seeing it tomorrow?
I am.
Yeah.
So before I play the next game, a couple and more questions for you.
I love.
If you're stuck on a desert island and you're only allowed to see one musical before you go, what is it? What's your favorite musical?
Now, okay, well, you just want to know what my favorite musical is? Because I have a question for your question.
You may.
Is it to see the original Broadway production of the musical or just to see the musical?
I'm going to go with... You love the musical so much, and I'm going to promise you it's going to be a perfect production of it.
If you're promising me a perfect production, then I want to see Dreamgirls. Because I've never seen a perfect production of Dreamgirls.
You have to go to London, then.
I am going to London, and I am seeing
it. Are you really?
Yeah, I am. I'm a travel person.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to London December 4th through the 10th.
What's your favorite show you've ever... excuse me. What's the favorite trip you've ever taken?
Favorite trip I'd ever taken, I would say, would be my trip to Greece this past summer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It was one I will always remember.
Did you go to Mykonos?
I did. Guilty as charged. And honestly, Hamilton scheduled an interview for me the day I arrived from Mykonos.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, are you guys sure? And they're like, no, it'll be fine. And I said, okay. Here we go.
Interview.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell us how it was, because I'm
Dreamgirls?
Looking forward to that.
You'll have to come back. I'll production. Bring somebody interesting. How about I come back and I bring a wild card person with me and you guys don't know who it is?
Yeah.
I need to see Harry Potter.
I know.
Yeah.
And now, and honestly, I never understood how people felt about Hamilton until I wanted to see Harry Potter. I'm like, what do you mean I can't get tickets to Harry Potter? I'll give you every... penny
every
I
money.
Have. I don't understand. And they're like, sorry, there's no tickets. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
That's not true.
I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. I'm a survivor.
I mean, people figure out how to see Hamilton.
They do. They do.
Except for Kevin.
Except for me.
Well, people with like unlimited funding figure out how to see Hamilton.
I have seen Hamilton I don't know how many times.
from all different vantage points.
I've seen
Andrew look at Kevin and Tom.
Yeah, tell me how many times you've seen it.
Look him in the eyes.
I have to say I've seen it. A minimum
Sarah McLachlan, Arms of an Angel, singing behind me as I look at you.
No.
How many times you've heard this?
Minimum 100 times for sure. Because I watched, I think every production, every show downtown I watched.
Yeah.
Were you just a swing downtown?
And if I wasn't in it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if I was on, then I was in it, and then if I wasn't on, I was, because I just didn't know the show. So I watched every show.
Yeah.
Every performance. You have to.
Yeah.
It was only me and Javi downtown that covered the principals.
Mm.
Oh.
So Javi covered Hamilton and the King downtown, and I covered everybody else that was no principal.
Did he ever go on for the King?
No.
So you beat him.
At going on for the King, sure.
I mean, there are other areas in which he excels.
I love Javi. Javi is an actual angel. He's a sweet boy.
Okay, I've created a fun game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
She's got cards.
I have a fun game with our Lights of Broadway show cards, of which Broadwasted now has their own.
Woo-hoo.
But if you are a light catcher out there, you will not find it in a pack of cards. You have to contact us directly to get one. So go to our website, broadwasted.com, the contact page, and you'll figure it out. Or just, like, tweet us some random something, and we'll tell you how to get it.
Woo!
Yes.
Props to the press. Thanks, Squigs.
Bam.
Exactly.
Well, you guys should just carry them around with you on the street.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Just in case someone recognizes you. And then you can just like be like,
I don't know if anyone will recognize.
Really?
Maybe our voices.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Just, like, if I'm on the phone and somebody is just like, you play games.
Yeah. Brian and I had that experience where like somebody like heard our voices and saw us and was like, that's
really?
Not what I pictured.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just saying it's like when you like read a book and you picture like what the people are like.
Yeah.
And
now they can picture this cute little cartoon of us.
But you get nervous.
Honestly, let me see this. This cartoon is very cute. This
Thank
is
you.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Do you usually wear a backwards hat?
I wear one a lot. I do.
It was
I
summertime see. When we met Squigs.
Of
so
all the
like
nights, of all the nights to not wear a backwards hat.
I know,
hat,
I know. It's the day when we had the picture.
I'm gagged by that. But this is very cute. I love these cards.
So I have three piles of cards because I was ambitious today.
Great.
Okay. Our card's not going to be in the pile.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't fall into a category.
Separate that.
Sure, sure.
I have a pile of performers.
Okay.
I have a pile of creative team members.
Okay.
And I have a pile of shows.
Great.
So I am going to deal everyone one show card. Or, sorry, they're all called show cards, so this has been confusing for me today.
But
I'm going to deal you one, like,
production card. Yeah.
One, that's a good one. Production card. One production card. Four cast member cards and two creative team cards.
Okay.
And you're going to explain to me the revival of the musical using only what's in your hand.
Oh.
So, for instance, if you get Baby with John Cariani and Alan Menken...
Mm-hmm.
You would have to explain how Alan Menken is reconceiving Baby
for John Cariani. Without using their names.
No, you can use their names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just
creative.
Like a cast and everything's being
just
chosen
Just be creative,
for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I love it.
Perfect. I left that card already.
Oh, God, I hate this already.
You can choose to not use two cards if someone, like, really doesn't fit. Kevin, do you want to go first?
Sure.
You have everything organized.
I do.
Okay, go while everyone else thinks.
Okay, so I have... the new revival of Next to Normal.
Ooh.
That will be starring Beth Malone as, who's Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband will be Stephen Pasquale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he just had a birthday.
Roger Bart will be playing the therapist.
Oh, okay.
And then...
I forgot there's another man.
Josh Segarra will be playing an older version of the son. So, and then I have Bob Crawley and Ted Sperling, Bob Crawley's in the costumes, and Ted Sperling will be music directing. And they're trying, because I have Josh Segarra playing the son, this is, like, later on, she's, like, even crazier. And, like, the son is older now, so he's in, like, his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do with it.
Cool.
It'd be, like, next to normal.
Oh.
Next.
Brian.
Sure. So, John Kander and Fred Ebb decided that they loved Disney so much
that
they needed to team with Mary Mitchell Campbell immediately to do Aladdin.
Okay.
They were just like, I just need to make sure that the people know what Aladdin is like from our point of view.
Cool.
So they teamed up and they're just like, they actually, the version that's out there right now on Broadway, people just keep buying tickets to it and they just change out the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, as a surprise?
As yeah, just sub it
okay.
out.
But the tourists don't know. Mm-hmm. So they really put all their money into this. Like, they really are just like, we're going to make this a hit.
Okay.
So they decide that Laura Benanti is going to play Jasmine.
Oh, my God. Sure. She would be incredible.
Incredible.
Whole new world.
A whole new world.
Oh, my God. It would be a 14-act play, that song. <I know.
laughs> And they decide that they want to age the genie a little bit.
Okay.
And really make him feel like he's been in the for 10,000 years. 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck in the lamp. So they cast André de Shields.
Not a rare card.
André de Shields would be an incredible genie.
He would.
Yeah. He would.
This production is fierce.
This is actually a really good show. Yeah.
And then they decide that Fred Applegate should play the Sultan.
Okay.
Sure.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
The Sultan and Jafar are played by the same person.
Oh.
As that, like, dual...
See, that's...
So, like, a Toxic Avenger moment. Cast.
I was about to say, yes, like Nancy Opal. But if she turned that out...
One of the best things I've ever seen.
Or like
can
a,
you imagine?
Or like, a Mr. Darling Hook scenario.
Do we think that Nancy Opal and Jackie Hoffman just see each other at auditions every day?
Yes. Yes.
Every single day.
I mean, can you imagine?
Do either of them audition...
Yes.
I hope they carpool.
Actually, yeah.
They audition, but God, those are good auditions.
I bet. Oh.
I want to write a play for like two women and just have them come in and just I'm going to give it to them both, but I want them to think there's only one part.
Should there be dueling production? Should there be dueling productions of War Paint?
Sure. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, yeah.
Just across the street from each other.
Okay.
So that's Aladdin.
I'm doing the it's going to be an off-Broadway production, I've decided.
Great.
Because Fair Wage on Stage is so tangible right now at the moment. it's an off-Broadway production of Bloody Buddy Andrew Jackson. And, you know, John Kander and Fred Ebb.
Yeah.
They are back at it again.
Yeah, they're working.
You know, they
with
saw...
With the white band?
Yeah. Yeah, back at it again with the white band.
My references are old.
Yeah, I was like, what is she saying? Oh, I remember now.
Damn, Kander and Ebb?
Yeah, John Kander and Fred Ebb were so inspired by the original production. They brought on William Ivy Long to assist them. Yes, it's going to be really... It's going to be a
beautiful...
It's going to be a majestic production.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the role of Andrew Jackson is actually going to be split between two actors. It's going to be Jason...
Within the same production, or it's a dual role in terms of... Tuesdays this person plays it, Wednesdays this person.
No, at the same time they're going to be doing it, and they're going to do it like a tag team. So like so basically one actor, Jason Danielli, he's going to be sitting in the audience like an audience member.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Pascal is going to be playing Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam Pascal's voice gives out, then he's going to tag in Jason Danielli.
Oh, and they'll just start
to continue.
So it's like a Royal Rumble?
Yeah. You see how that works?
Yeah.
I like that.
And then Stephanie J. Block is going to play Andrew Jackson's assistant,
whoa,
who wasn't in the first production, but is in the revival. And Annalee Ashford is going to play the foot basin washer, it's a new role.
Oh, great.
But I hear
like,
that
does she have a song?
She does have a song, and it's called Get Your Feet Out My Basin Because I Gotta Clean It Out.
It's going to be her next Tony.
It has a lot of meanings, that song.
Yeah. So that's that.
Get your feet out my basin.
I'm trying to find the double entendre, and I'm deciding not to.
No, just get the feet out my basin.
It's a straight up.
If you have a basin and someone got their feet in it and you need to clean it out, that's not what you want.
It's not.
You want those feet out of the basin.
That's true. Hashtag feet out of the basin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the hashtag for this episode? Get your feet out my basin.
Yes. Get your feet out my basin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reshuffle.
She have like a power tool in Kinky Boots where she like blew... She had that thing with the air that like blew her wig.
I did not see Kinky Boots.
What?
I know. I'm so mad.
Oh my
parents
God.
Have seen it like 5 times and I
haven't. You should see it with Todrick now.
He looks gorgeous.
I hear he's awesome.
I walked by the theater the other day, and I mean, these guys in drag, they always just like gag me so hard because they look beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's just
beautiful anyway.
Yeah,
he looks gorgeous in that drag. Yeah, he is beautiful. Let's play another game. Sure.
I don't have a pen. I was going to play Gypsy Robe because that was the other thing that someone said they loved.
Oh, let's play Gypsy Robe.
Do you have a pen?
What's a Gypsy Robe?
It's like MASH. Did you ever play MASH as a kid?
Oh, you're going to marry this person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live in this place.
To find your next role.
To find my next role?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Fun.
Because robe is R-O-W-B. Mm-hmm.
So, Gypsy Raub, as I say, stands for regional, off-Broadway, West End, or Broadway. I need four roles you'd like to play.
Bobby and Company.
Yes.
Mame and Mame.
Yes.
We'd see
yeah.
That.
I would see that.
Let's say, let's do Simba and Lion King.
Oh.
And let's do, let's say Fierro.
Fierce. Those are
okay,
four
co-stars you would love to work with.
I would love to work with Renee Elise Goldsberry again in my lifetime. Oh, my God. If I'm lucky enough, she'll go to Dairy Queen with me. how many co-stars?
Four.
Four co-stars. Norm Lewis.
Ooh.
To play my dad at some point or something.
I saw him in Baby.
Oh, my God. At Paper Mill Playhouse?
I did.
And Liz Calloway was just mixing. She was making so many cakes on that stage.
It was him and LaShawn's.
Changing the game.
LaShawn's. Oh, my God. Put her on the list.
She's so good.
LaShawn's is the fiercest person alive.
She's amazing.
Oh, my God. Hopefully my show can be with LaShawn's and Renee at the same time, because that would be just, like, too much for me to handle.
And Norm.
No, I want to do a different experience with Norm. Because I have to queen out around Renee and LaShawn's, and like I can't have Norm.
Like bro,
I can't have Norm there when I'm like talking to Renee and LaShawn's about The Color Purple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally. Okay, one more.
Okay, the other co-star, Beyonce Knowles.
Beyonce
as a co-star to me is just amazing.
Okay. Four shows you either have never done or would like to revisit.
Four shows I've never done or would like to revisit. I've never done Hairspray. I don't know that I want to do it, but I've never done it. I've never done Company. I would love to do it. I've never done or even seen Aladdin.
There you go.
And put down Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, we haven't talked about that a lot on this show.
Jesus Christ Superstar was such a musical I grew up on.
Yeah.
Because it was so our parents loved it.
Yep.
You know?
What were the movie musicals that you watched as a kid?
I filled out my University of Michigan college application to Sound of Music because, yeah.
Well, my school is where they based The Hills Are Alive on the Sound of Music on.
What?
The Nuns Walking Around the Quad at Manhattanville College is what inspired that song.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh my
or
God.
That's the lore at my school.
That is so something a school would tell somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, well, you know, this is where they formed Whistle While You Work because they were working so hard. And you're like, what? Get out of here.
Yeah, who knows? Do you have a favorite number?
Who could ask for anything more? I got rhythm. I got music.
Yes!
Honey, that seven minute number in Crazy for You is the most turnt thing I've ever seen or heard of in my entire Broadway life. But come on, is the most magnificent thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
yeah, I was in a production. It's so fun.
So when I was a freshman at CCM and you have to like tech, you know, you got to be a tech person in the show. And so I had to tech Crazy for You. Did it, the original Susan Stroman choreography with the basses and the things and the legs and the girls and the pans and the this and the kicking and the slide and the 20 things.
It's so fun.
And I was off stage, my mouth agape, watching those people tap dance for their lives.
Yeah.
So put that on the list.
Okay.
I don't know where it goes on the list, but put it on the list.
I literally meant a number. But
seven.
Great.
Okay, and tell me when to stop.
Stop.
So while Kimberly decides on what your gypsy robe is, I have a big announcement here at Broadway Sid.
Oh my God.
As of now, Broadway Sid is officially going to be at Broadway Con.
We're
going to
be at Broadway Con. Oh my God.
Everybody, all you fans out there, all you Lushies.
Is that what we're calling? No, we're not calling them Lushies.
Just Lushes.
Lushes. Cause it's like
all
Lushes.
You fans out there, we're super excited to announce that we're going to be at Comic-Con. Oh my gosh. We're going to be at Broadway Con 2017 at the Javits Center. We're going to have a booth. We're going to have t-shirts for you. We're going to have stickers, tons of swag. Kimberly's going to lead some trivia and game hours.
Hell yeah.
And then we're also going to have special guests at the booth for you to meet. We're really excited about it. More details to come as January 27th through the 29th is upcoming. But we just wanted to let you know that Broadwasted, Kimberly, Kevin, and Kimberly, Kimberly. I'm not going to be there. No,
Brian, Kimberly will be there twice.
Myself, I'm very confused. Kimberly, and Kevin are going
I'll
be
find
there.
Find another Jenny. One of
we'll
you.
Be there.
All right,
Kimberly,
rope
what
time.
You got?
Great. So this is going to be a very interesting West End revival of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Ooh.
Starring you as Fiero.
Oh.
Opposite LaShawn's.
Yes.
You will win 4 Olivier Awards.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
That's why you're going to London.
Honestly, I love London. What's that song? London, London. I love London.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we wish you the best in London.
Oh, thank you.
This brings our episode to a close.
Oh.
As we end every episode, we want to make sure that we ended up with a quote.
Yep.
And that quote today is, I'm wild again. Beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
Pal Joey.
Pal Joey.
An oldie.
An oldie, but a goodie.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So as we end every episode, we'll raise our glasses.
Oh. I was just about to make a Snapchat.
Oh, well, we can...
Hold on.
We're gonna take a second and...
You're right?
Sorry.
What happened?
On three. One, two, three.
Zoo-doo-wop, bump!
That's right. We end every episode with the end of those magic changes.
From Greece.
I was just assaulted.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Well, you'll listen to us next week. Hopefully.
No.
Will you?
Oh, follow us on Instagram at Broadwasted. Follow us on Twitter at Broadwasted. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Broadwasted. Go to broadwasted.com. And review us on iTunes. 5 stars, please.
Please.
Bye.
Bye.
Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.